Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
We're back. It's 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Houtz. H-O-U-T-Z is his last name. His book is called Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream, The Ultimate Guide to Business Success. Brand spanking new, just out now in bookstores everywhere. Also, the electronic versions are out there. You can find those as well. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with me. What's the next thing? We just got through talking about your idea of integrity and authenticity and values. That's the critical first thing. What's the next thing?
I think the next thing that people have a difficult time with is understanding that they don't need a big market. In fact, all probability, you want a small market. You want if you can find when you're starting out or trying to grow a little bit, a market niche that you can become an expert in.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking more of an industry. Rather go out and sell, for example, payroll services to everybody in the world. Maybe you go out and sell payroll services just to construction companies.
Right.
And you get so that you know that the terminology, the special reports they need, the requirements.
I don't know how many people I've seen get rich wallowing out a little place in a niche and being the best in the world at that little bitty teeny tiny thing, and they get rich doing it.
Yeah, every product company that I've been associated with that tried to do the entire market kind of buried themselves. Whereas
right.
The guys that would go out and find a niche market and find a market that and they knew, worked in it that was an inch wide and their knowledge was a mile deep,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden that you find a small company that can beat the big company because they know all the right terminology, they know the special things.
Well, and the solutions, and they got the track record. And I'll tell you something. See, now the reason why that's so important, Jim, is because people will pay you, and they will be loyal to you if they think they can trust you. Trust
right.
is huge, isn't it?
Right.
Trust is not only the right thing to do. Being trustworthy is not only the right thing to do. It's a good. It's a best practice, isn't it?
It's good practice, right?
It's bit and
go ahead. In fact, when we hire people, we have a real simple hiring methodology. Four key points. One, do you like the person? Because you know, you're gonna spend a lot of time with them. You better enjoy being around them. And two, are they mature? Do they know they're gonna come into the company and think they're going to start at the top when everybody starts, you know, at the entry level.
Right.
And if you pass both of those tests, if you're likable and mature, then you need to define, can they do the job that you have available? And while you're doing this whole interview, you need to assess their integrity level. For example,
mm-hmm.
Do they take credit for everything they did in previous jobs, or do they acknowledge that they were part of a team? You know, everybody fudges a little bit on their resume, but you need to be able to separate the important things from the things that aren't important.
What I like about what you're saying, folks and ladies and gentlemen, what I like about what Jim's having to say here is that he's focusing on the humanity of business. He's not talking about products and things, pricing and strategy and all that. He's talking about the humanity of this. And I'll tell you, if you can get this part right, Jim, everything else kind of gets easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. In fact, you think about getting people involved. You want people. You got to figure out ways to get people to work for a cause instead of a job. For example, you told a story about two bricklayers were laying a brick and wall. The first guy was working away, and his bricks looked okay, but they weren't great. He asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm building a brick wall." And then you go to the second person, and you say to him, "His bricks are perfect. They've got all the grout in there just the way it should be, and keeping his area clean." And just, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm building a chapel." And you want people that are going to build a chapel, and they'll perform better for you. But you've got to create the environment for them, train them, And then make sure that in your company, you have an understanding that everybody at some point has some kind of personal issue that you can't solve for them, but you got to support them on it and help them through it.
Right. Well said,
that's
Jim. Well said. Give us the website, please.
It's All American Entrepreneur.
AllAmericanEntrepreneur.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So check that out.
There's about 100 articles out there, about 90 of which I've written and 10 of which I've gotten from other folks.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Grow the Entrepreneurial Dream, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the book again.
Okay.
We'll see you next time. Jim Houts, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.